You might be discouraged, not because of something that you're facing or feeling, but because of something that you are saying about what you are facing. So here's what you got to do, Joshua. What do I do? Do I shoot him? Do I kill him? Do I stab him? Do I choke him? All right, before we get to all that, because we're going to do all that, verse 8. Keep this book of the law. Now, Joshua is jealous of you because he had the book of the law. Genesis, Exodus, Numbers, Leviticus, Deuteronomy. You got the whole story. Hold up. Let me see real quick. Because you got something Joshua doesn't have. And I just want to make sure real quick. You win. Spoiler alert. I didn't mean to mess it up for you because I know you were going to read it this week. But you win. We win. The grace of God's people be with you. Amen. You win. Come, Lord Jesus. We win. He's already here with us. You win. Wherever you step your foot, he's already there. You win. There's 15 people who felt that when I said it. It's like, oh yeah. I read this one. This is a good one. We got to fight a lot, but we're going to have faith, and we're not going to feel it every time, and we're not going to see it every time, and we're not going to always know how, but he always makes a way. And we know this by faith because we have his word. His exceeding great and precious promises. One author called them, the living word of God, which never returns void, is in your heart. We thank you for your word, Lord. I thank you for your word, Lord. I thank you for the promises that I have in spite of the problems that I face. I thank you, Lord. Now, with Joshua, the instruction is simple. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it. And that sounds Eastern. Meditation. Isn't that Buddhist or something? Is this a yoga class? Y'all, we need to quit giving our definitions of words to the world and let them take it from us. The Bible is Eastern, dude. I told somebody one day, I was like, I'm concentrating on breathing more these days. They're like, oh, that's New Age. I thought God did that in the garden, like the very first page of the story. I thought that's what the word for spirit meant when the spirit ruach. God started this. So we need to take some of this stuff back, just like success when I read that. Or prosper. Oh, God. Let a preacher say prosper. Oh, God. God said prosper. And if you think that refers only to cars and places that you can go on vacation, you just need a bigger definition of God. Because it includes your peace. Woo! It includes your freedom. It includes the richness of your interior life. All that. All of that. All of it. Now, he said, let's fix this script you got going on, Joshua. Before I take you into this place, before I give you the strategy, before I can get you this success that I want you to have, which is not necessarily the success that you imagine, it's going to be much deeper. He said, do this. Keep this book of the law always on your lips, meditating on it day and night, which does not mean, hear me, please, to quote scriptures obnoxiously at people when they're going through stuff. Just for a cautionary moment in this sermon, he said, be careful. Okay, I'm gonna be careful. This does not mean you walk around the house and your kid is like, I had a bad day. Well, all things work together for the good of them that love God and are called according to his purpose. For those he foreknew, he also predestined. And those he predestined, he also justified. And those he just shut up. Say, I'm sorry you had a bad day. You want to talk about it? That's not what the word always on your lips means. Somebody said, man, I'm really struggling. Well, Judas went and hanged himself. So you see how it could backfire if you hear me wrong. So what does he mean when he says meditate? I got a picture of it. I got the picture about 7 years ago, but I didn't realize it was a picture of meditation. At the time, I thought it was a NASCAR race. I went to a NASCAR race to see Joey Logano, the champ, the two-time champ. And his number on his race car is 22, like Taylor Swift. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 22. I know we got a lot of drivers in the church, but Joey is my guy, and I will always cheer for him. And he said, come out and see me race. I said, I want to. I said, I respect what you do, but that sounds really boring. He's like, bring the kids. They'll like it. I promise. We'll take care of them. So, man, they treated us so good. Soon as we got there, they gave us these little, looked like a walkie-talkie. And shout out Warren. He gave each of the kids one, and we all had one. And on it, we could hear. Show them the picture of Abby, because we have one of Abby holding it, just to kind of bring you into the scene. They gave me a hat, a shirt. I think those are Joey Logano jeans or something. Joey Logano underwear somewhere in there, too. And then those yellow Joey Logano headphones and all of this that, you know, because we're right by the track. And we're standing by the track. And you see that little thing that Abby's holding? Do you see it? You see it? Talk to me. Okay. That thing is, hand it to me. Just hand it to me. Yeah. Thank you, baby. She called, next sermon illustration is me. When I had Graham up here, she said, hey, next sermon illustration is me. So I'm kind of multitasking, parenting and preaching right now. All right. So we had this, and I promise you, this is not a made up sermon illustration, because it's going to sound like, oh, that's just too perfect. You made that up. But I promise you, we had a video of it too, but I didn't want to show you the video. Abby's 5 years old and she's holding this thing and she's standing there, because on this, you can hear the crew chief of the driver and the spotter telling Joey what to do. And you can hear what they're saying to him. It's amazing. It's made it really fun for me. It helped me understand a little bit more what was going on. But Abby, she thought that Joey could hear her too. So she's standing over there. Now, it's really loud. There's cars going fast, and what they do at NASCAR. And she's going, 5 years old, Joey Logano, can you hear me, Joey Logano? And we let her do it for like an hour because it was so cute. I know we're going to hell because we let her sit there for at least 45 minutes going, Joey Logano, is that you, Joey Logano? Can you hear me, Joey Logano? And finally, after I got the video and the picture and we laughed, I say, he can't hear you, baby. This is a one-way device. But what if he could? Just come with me real quick. From Palestine to the Charlotte Motor Speedway. I'll take you on a journey right now. What if Joey did? From Joshua to Joey, what if he did? What if they met every fan at the gate and said, here you go. Now, put this on, and the driver has a headset too, and you could put this on. Do y'all want me to put it on?
Yeah. It's gonna mess my hair up. Right that way. I should have practiced this.
Is it on wrong? Is it upside down? What you mean? Oh, strap in the back. Thank you. Like that? Is it right? I can't really hear y'all. These are really, really... It's wrong? Okay, I tried. So, but you saw it. Good grief. Okay, come back to the Bible. So he's like, Joshua, there are certain things that need to be in your heart that will enable you to fight the good fight when you are discouraged and afraid. Now watch this. What if Joshua, when God spoke to him, instead of verse 10 says he went around and told all of the people, get ready, get ready. In 3 days, we're going in. Hey, officers, go around and tell the people, get ready. Get everything packed. Get your shoes laced. Get everything ready. We're going in 3 days. 3 days. I don't know how we're getting across to Jordan. Joshua will tell us, I guess. We're going in. How are we going to get over the walls of Jericho? I don't know. Just get ready. We're going in 3 days. Imagine if he had gone around asking them, what'd you think? And then I remembered, they tried that 40 years earlier. They tried that. The whole nation started saying to Moses, we can't do that. We can't be that. We can't defeat that. We can't beat them. Now, in your life, this does not sound like Canaanites and land. I understand that. It sounds like chains you need to break. It sounds like impact that you know you can make. It sounds like that thing that you have been avoiding that you know God is calling you to engage. And you know what it is. So imagine Joey meets everybody at the gate and says, here, just tell me when you think I should turn. Here's your device. Just tell me what to do. Because see, when you're in the car, I've never been in one, but this is what he told me. He said, you can only look forward. You can't turn your head at all. So that's why the spotter has to tell him, here's what's ahead of you. Here's what's behind you. Here's what's going on around you. Oh, they're about to wreck up there. This is where we need to be. That's why the crew chief, now the crew chief doesn't talk as much as the spotter, but he could talk too. He could tell him stuff too. But imagine if every single NASCAR, beer drinking NASCAR fan, and 5-year-old girl got a device to talk to the driver. And here we are trying to steer our lives in a season we've never been in before. And yet the first thing we do when we wake up in the morning, oh, what do they think? Oh, where are they today? Oh, where are they vacationing? Oh, what is this political party up to? Shut it down and look up and see what God is doing. Glory. 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 In times of transition, you got to keep it tight. You got to keep it tight. Touch 3 people, say, keep it tight right now. Keep it tight right now. Keep it tight. I'm not saying don't make new friends. I'm not saying don't read books. I'm not saying don't take a class. I'm not saying don't have counsel in the multitude of counselors, their safety. I know the Bible verse says too, but what I'm telling you is God is your spotter. Oh, I got a better one. And Jesus is my crew chief. There's more to the story, baby. Joshua wasn't the only one God tapped. Because 3 days later, Jesus said, we're going across this Jordan. We're crossing over this chasm. From death to life. From dead to alive. From law to grace. He did it. Yes, Lord. What do you think I should do? How do you think I should raise my kids? What do you think I should eat? Should I do keto? Should I do paleo? Should I do it? I don't know. What do I should do? How should I feel about it? How should I feel about it? I don't know. It's so crazy that we've got so many voices. Some of them aren't on our phone. Some of them are from our family, from people who are dead who raised us. Still talking. I can make the message real simple. Who's in your headset? Who gets to you?
Well,
I don't want to be stuck up. Then you'd rather be stuck? I'm not saying don't listen to other people's point of view. That is not this message, but the Lord said, in transition times, you only need to listen to 2. How many spies did Moses send into the promised land? No, Moses. Yeah, he sent 12. Too many. Too many. Joshua knew that's 10 too many. Joshua was one of the two. Y'all are never going to forget me up here in this headset with a wire dangling around looking like I'm 5 years old and I can't even put it on correctly. You are never going to forget this sermon, and that's just the way I want it. So the next time that you got 10 telling you we can't do it, the next time you got Twitter telling you who to hate and who to like, the next time you got Facebook all up in your face, sapping your faith, making you afraid, you remember that preacher. You remember Furtick was up there telling me, I just need two. I just need my spotter. That's God. I need my crew chief. That's Jesus. And if I got the Holy Spirit, I got an engine that will never burn out. And so watch me make this turn. Watch me turn this corner. Watch me do this thing. Watch me reinvent in this season to serve a greater purpose. Watch me be a mentor. Watch me be a single mom. Watch me break out of these chains. Watch me cross this Jordan. Shout it to God. So. Woo. Yeah, I've been discouraged. They changed the discussion.
Hey, thanks for stopping by my YouTube channel. I hope you were blessed today. If you were, share this with somebody. Like and subscribe and leave me a comment. Let me know where you're watching from, what we can pray for you about. Hope to see you back here again really soon.